This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wondered why women tend to have faster heart rates than men? It's not just a difference in how our hearts work, it's actually in our genes.
That's right. A new study really dives into the genetic differences between men and women's heart rhythms.
And it's not just about heart rate. It also explains why men are more prone to certain heart problems.
Exactly. It's all about how our genes affect the heart's electrical system and even inflammation.
So let's unpack this fascinating research and see what makes our hearts tick differently. So this study looked at gene expression in heart tissue, right? What did they find?
They found that women have higher expression of genes that control the sinoatrial node, the heart's natural pacemaker. That explains the faster heart rate.
So it's like women's pacemakers are just a little more enthusiastic?
You could say that. More active genes mean a faster beat, right?
And what about men? Why are they more prone to arrhythmias like atrial fibrillation?
Men showed high expression of genes involved in the heart's electrical production system. Plus, many of those genes are linked to inflammation.
Inflammation in the heart? That's a new one for me.
Yeah, it is. Inflammation can disrupt the heart's electrical signals, making it more likely to have irregular rhythms.
This really highlights the importance of considering sex as a biological variable in medical research, doesn't it?
Absolutely. For too long, women have been underrepresented in cardiovascular studies. This study shows how crucial it is to include both sexes to get a complete picture.
So we can't just assume what works for one sex will work for the other.
Precisely. Personalized medicine needs to account for these sex-specific differences. Yeah.
So what does this mean for diagnosis and treatment of heart conditions?
It means we need more nuanced diagnostic tools and treatments. We need to consider both the electrical and inflammatory aspects, especially in men.
So a one-size-fits-all approach just won't cut it anymore?
Exactly. We need to tailor treatments to the individual's genetic profile and sex.
Let's recap the main takeaways. Faster heart rates in women are linked to genes controlling the sinoatrial node.
And men's higher arrhythmia risk is tied to genes involved in electrical conduction and inflammation.
And all of this points to the need for personalized medicine that accounts for biological sex, right? Where do you see research going from here? What are the next steps?
I think we'll see more research focusing on the specific genes involved and how they interact with other factors like lifestyle and environment.
And hopefully this will lead to better diagnostic tools and more effective treatments.
Absolutely. This is just the beginning of understanding the complex interplay between genes, sex, and heart health.
This research has implications beyond just heart health, right? It shows how important it is to consider sex differences in all areas of medicine.
Exactly. This study serves as a powerful reminder that we need to move beyond a one-size-fits-all approach to healthcare.
It's all about personalized medicine, tailoring treatments to the individual.
Precisely. Understanding the genetic basis of sex differences is key to achieving that goal.
This research really changes the landscape of cardiovascular research, doesn't it?
It's a game changer. It opens up exciting new avenues for research and development.
This is truly fascinating stuff. It's amazing how much we're learning about the intricate workings of the human body.
It's a testament to the power of scientific inquiry and the importance of inclusive research practices.
So listeners, if you're interested in learning more about this research, be sure to check out the links in the show notes. This has been a really insightful discussion. Thanks for sharing your expertise.
My pleasure. It's crucial to spread awareness about these important findings.
That was a great discussion.